So we hear a whole lot of stuff in today's readings. A lot of symbolism. A lot of things that go to speak to the society of the times and the different categories that people fit in. In the first reading, we heard about Elijah and Elisha. And I want to give a shout out to our reader for the first reading who had the most difficult pronunciation thrown at her last minute. She did a great job, so thank you very much. She's fluent in Hebrew. So, and Elijah was sent to call Elisha. Now, Elisha was walking in the field with 12 oxen. 12, symbolizing the amount of wealth that he had. And all of a sudden, Elijah throws over him this cloak, which really was a hair shirt, which was a sign of the calling that God has for that individual. Without a doubt, this was the most difficult thing for Elisha. Because Elijah coming in and passing off this calling from God required him to give up the wealth, required him to give up all the pleasures that he had in his future. So more symbolism is shared with us in that reading through Elisha's actions. What did he do? He took one of the oxen and slaughtered it. And not only did he slaughter it to eat, what did he use to build the fire to cook that meat? All of his plowing equipment. Those tools that he and his family would have used to gain more wealth and more financial stability. He accepted that call, but it was not without some hesitation. There was a little bit of hesitation. When Elijah had to reply, "What did I do to you? This is not of me choosing. This is not my choice for you. I am solely a messenger." So that reminds me of times in my own life where I have shot the messenger. Sometimes people have come to me to pass on news, whether it's at work or whether it's at home, and my reaction to them was misdirected because they were only passing on a message that they were sent to give me. How often in our own lives we may hear messages coming from God through people we come into contact with each day, those co-workers who are sometimes most difficult to work with, maybe people within our own homes, our friends, who just know which buttons to push. Can we respond to those individuals without putting the judgment on them that no matter what they say, we have to respond in a negative way? Even if they're sending us a message that we need to hear, sometimes it's just them being the messenger that stops us from listening to what they have to share with us. In the gospel, we hear the same scenario play out in a different way. We hear Jesus approaching the town of Samaritan, but they did not receive him well. They knew, as we heard, messengers were sent out ahead of Jesus. They knew that the town of Samaritan was not his final destination. So they did not want him, knowing he was going to Jerusalem. So at that point, the apostles say, "Do you want us to call down this fire and destroy him?" And those apostles now have the title Sons of Thunder because of their hot-headedness. That was their response to any type of conflict. "Lord, do you want us to destroy them?" Now, can you imagine having that power? It's like that Staples Easy button. If you were at work and somebody came up to you and said something to you that you didn't want to hear, just press that, poof, gone. Well, maybe that would not be an appropriate use of power, but that's what the apostles wanted. Let's get them back. They don't want us, then we don't want them. But Jesus said, "Just let it go. That's fine." And they moved on. And in the course of that journey, he calls people to follow him. "Follow me." But there was hesitation on the part of those he called. Wait a second. Let me go say goodbye to my family first. This is not a condition, Jesus replies. This is not a condition. Drop it all and follow me. Let me go bury my father. The dead will bury the dead. Follow me. How difficult of a message is that for someone to hear? It's not about what you want. It's about what God wants. Oftentimes, we put filters in our own minds that separate us further and further from what God is calling us to do each day. Me too. I remember when I was driving up the turnpike yesterday, and I was looking to my left and seeing the 12-mile backup in southbound lanes because of the sinkhole around exit 9 or 8. I was thinking to myself, wow, these are pretty determined individuals. And they really don't have a choice. They're stuck at the turnpike. So when I was, a few years back, I went skydiving. And that, for me, was an ultimate experience of letting go. Because at some point, you're stuck. You can't, okay, let me walk back. You're out of the plane, and you are just plummeting to the earth. And you have no idea what the outcome is going to be. You have lots of hopes, but you really don't know until that cord is pulled. And even after that cord is pulled, until your feet are on that ground, you have no idea what the outcome is going to be. And in retrospect, I really didn't go skydiving. I was pushed out of a plane because I did the tandem jump with an instructor. So whether or not he was like, okay, on three, we're going to go out. I knew that on three, regardless of my intention, he was strapped to me. We were both going. It was a leap of faith, literally. And I did a lot of screaming, a little bit of crying, but in the end, my feet touched the ground. And how often are we called to take similar leaps of faith in our own lives? How often are we asked to do things not knowing the outcome? And a lot of people that we, maybe us or know, are in situations like now with the economy. Not one time, maybe our jobs were secure. Working for the government was the job to get. And now that is equally unstable. So all of a sudden, you may get a notice saying you no longer have a job. That was not in your plan. But now you are thrown out of that plane, not knowing what the outcome is going to be, but forced to make decisions each and every day to kind of set the anticipated ending, the hopes that you have. In your families, conflicts exist. I know, born and raised in New Jersey, I come from a very traditional Italian family. Conflicts are part of our culture. And so when we have celebrations, which uncles can I not talk to? Which aunts are the crazy aunts? Jason, stay away from them. All the time growing up, what decisions do I make to try to bridge those gaps so that I can be a better person and not have other people define my relationships, define my connections with people? That's kind of like the push, because you know that there are others in your family saying, I told you not to talk to so-and-so. But by you going against what others may have shared with you, you're taking an uncharted course, not knowing what the outcome is going to be. And more times than not, those risks produce positive results. Results that would have never happened had you not taken that risk. We have people now, because of the economy, who are in different careers, in different lines of work, not even planned, but the course of action that was set for them by others outside of their control put them on a new path that brings them to a greater level of success. Finding skills within yourselves that you never knew you had. Look at our wonderful choir. Would you have thought that you would be standing up here leading the responsorial psalm as well as you have today?
No.
No. But you took that risk. Some of us were walking in. We have a reader, second reader. Did you know you were reading the second reading today when you woke up? I had no idea. Walking in, hey, how about you read that second reading? Sure. It's that risk, doing things you don't plan on doing, more times than not, brings a positive result. So that's the message for today. Let's not look back when we are asked to do things that may be outside of our comfort zone, as crazy as they may sound sometimes. Let's not look back. Let's keep our eyes forward. 1,000 points of light. Keep your eye on the prize. All those cliches that we heard through politics and growing up, just keep our eyes forward. Because once you look back, then the hesitation starts to pick up. Because you start to think of all the potential issues that may come in. All of that are roadblock. That's all roadblock that you can prevent by staying focused. And when we hear the word of God through messengers around us, to keep our ears open, our filters off, to take those risks, and good things will come to us.